Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1776. Visible translated text is as follows. And a very large fat man whose name she does not know called on her at her home and that B. Rosser does not know. Called to make her state that Mr. Dot Frank had been familiar with her at the factory and that she had seen him acting in a similar way with other girls at the factory. That she said B. Rosser coaxed her pleased and even got mad with her because she would not swear to these things for him. Deponent further states AAO time that he called on her. She always stated that she had always found Mr. Dot Frank to be a perfect gentleman and never knew him to commit any of the acts which Mr. Dot Rosser was trying to make her swear that she had seen. Deponent makes this affidavit without any promises of reward what of her own free will and accord sworn to, and subscribe before me this 20th day of October, 1913. Signed, Lily Pettis, C.W. Burke, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Exhibit B is an exact copy of the above affidavit, except that it is entitled in the case, is signed before J. O. Knight, and has the following written. Deponent also says she has a sister-in-law of Nellie Pettis. Deponent says she stated that Mr. Frank, on one occasion while she was at the factory, winked at her and asked her the question, "How about it?" To which she replied, "Does not believe her sister-in-law, Nellie Pettis, is saying that she, when she makes this statement, that she does not believe Mr. Dot Frank ever winked at Nellie Pettis or made any of the remarks referred to by her." Fulton County, Exhibit B. Personally appeared Mrs. Dot Lily May Pettis of number 43. Gerard Street, Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia, who upon oath deposes and says that on three occasions, to wit, on the 13th day of September, 1913, in this office, she was employed at the National Pencil Factory in this city as a forelady, and sent her sister-in-law, Miss Nellie Pettis, to the pencil factory for her pay, each occasion on which she, to the best of her recollection, was on the 13th day of September, 1913, the regular payday, to the factory being Saturday, which the factory was the regular payday. Each occasion she sent Miss Pettis to the factory for her pay. On each occasion she sent Miss Pettis to the factory for her pay, she gave Miss Pettis a written order for her salary addressed to Miss Ella May Flowers, deponent's forelady. Deponent further says that on each occasion when she sent Miss Nellie to the factory for her pay, deponent was at home at the time, and that the home of Miss Nellie Pettis and place of residence was number 9 Oliver Street in the city, and her mother, which on deponent also says that when Miss Nellie delivered her salary on the first two occasions, that deponent asked her after she returned if she had seen Mr. Frank, and she had said to her with Miss Nellie, and that Miss Nellie had said to her with reference to deponent's absence from the factory, and that Miss Nellie had said to her with reference to deponent's absence from the factory, and that Miss Flowers had not said anything whatever regarding deponent. Miss Flowers simply handed her deponent's money without any remarks. Deponent also says that on the third occasion, when Miss Nellie went to the factory for deponent's pay, she accompanied Miss Nellie as far as Forsyth and Hunter Streets and waited there while Miss Nellie went to the factory and after deponent's pay. And deponent says that Miss Nellie was not in the factory exceeding 5 minutes. Deponent says that as soon as Miss Nellie got out of the factory with deponent's pay, she asked her if Miss Flowers had asked her any questions. And Miss Nellie replied that Miss Flowers again replied that Miss Flowers did not ask her any questions, but had gone into the office, secured deponent's pay, and handed it to her. Deponent says that Miss Nellie never said anything to her about meeting or seeing Mr. Dot Frank, or any of the employees she had been sent to the factory. And deponent further says that Miss Nellie was never at the factory but 4 times, 3 of these times being described in the above statement. The 4th occasion was more than a year ago, when Miss Nellie accompanied deponent to the factory for the purpose of seeking a position in the factory under Miss Ella May Flowers, that Miss Nellie asked Miss Flowers for a position, and that the application for this position took place at about 7:10, and before Mr. Dot Frank had come to the factory, deponent being familiar with the fact that Mr. Frank did not,